Well, it's 25th of April, it was a Saturday night. Me and Hazel and two friends of hers, we were a line dance, charity line dance in Lone Valley. And it's about half one, roughly, we left Lone Valley and we come through Ballachilly. And we saw Jonathan with several of his friends, and he waved to us and we waved back. And then I stayed here and nobody has come back. I said, John doesn't home yet. And after dinner, then, one of his cousins, he came up here and he said he searched around the special care school behind us, just 20 yards behind us. And he came back and said, there's clothes sitting across there, he said. A pair of shoes with trousers and a shirt and on top of it, soaked in blood. So I went across and I knew Jonathan's clothes.
You knew straight away?
You said, I knew his trousers and his shoes and his shirt was soaked in blood. So I knew something serious wrong. People all gathered up from all parts and all went searching in all different ways.
So your family and friends were all covering the
friends,
whole area?
All their friends, all his friends, all up and about, searching cars, driving here and there. So they did not bring nothing more force up the rough roads. The wee horn fell out at his feet. So he had to stop the car to get the left part of the horn. So whenever he stopped the car, the other two guys went out to walk around just. And they said to Christopher, there's plastic with blood on it. But there's a dead sheep lying. And you can see the grass breeze down a trail, heading down the slope, past the wee river and among trees. The grass was all breezed down. So he thought that was funny, so he followed that down. And among the trees then, there's a bit of like fresh digging. And he gave it a lift and out came Johnson's arm out of the ground. So he nearly passed out and he ran back to his car. And
it's been his 16th anniversary last month, Raymond. His room still sits the same way today?
Much the same, his clothes still in the wardrobe says.
It might seem a very silly question, but does it ever get any easier? Or
time does help a bit with this, but it's always there, though time does. Time makes a rough edge of it. It doesn't go away from you.
This Facebook page has now been set up to raise awareness, call on people to come forward with any information that they do have. And what do you make of this Facebook page?
It seems to be very good, what we have heard about. It's a lot of comments come and people have said things maybe which they hadn't said before.
How does it make you feel, even today, that you have no answers at this stage?
Well, I feel angry. At the minute, there's not just enough evidence for a murder charge.
Seeing Jonathan going out the night before and showing off his new clothes and all, and coming up and asking me how did he look and all, and going down and changing them. No, that'll always be on my mind, you know.
Can you still see his face today? Smiling back at you, waving back at you?
I can just see that. I can see him holding a tinfoil dish in his hand, him smiling. He's always smiling anyway, but, you know, I can see him smiling and enjoying his company, you know. He seemed to be enjoying his night, and it didn't seem to be anything out of place with him. He was just happy.
Do you go into the room? How does it make you feel?
I go into the room and do things, and use things, his clothes and all there, and all his stuff in his bed, same. No, nobody sleeps in this room. Never been anything else but angry. When he took John away from me, he'd love to say something really bad to him. Why didn't they come forward and say, why? What was the reason? They didn't really know him, why touch him? Just the evil was in their mind, that's all. They wouldn't do it to an animal.
What do you say to the police?
If they have anything to tell us, they're going to come to us and tell us. They only can work with what they have. Please keep on trying. If they find anything or hear anything, hear whispers or anything, don't be sitting back. Jonathan knew I loved him, and he did. He was a good boy, he was, and all his family loved him.